You're listening to Native Fest, a series highlighting the art, music, writing, and culture of Native people living in Minnesota.
My name is Annie, and I'm from the Leech Lake Reservation, and I'm spending the day here. I grew up in Cass Lake. There were six kids in the family, and my father worked across the street at the Indian Hospital. My mom was a housewife. I was telling Chaz here that my dad was old school. I mean, we went netting, and we hardly got store-bought. I never tasted Doritos or sweet cereal. Or, you know, I didn't even know about that stuff until I got older. So we grew up in that way where, without fail, we'd go to the sugar bush every spring. And when we, you know, during ricing time, we would come home from school and change and start parching rice. I mean, I'm talking like second, third grade, you know. So it was really good that my dad made that a way of life, a true rhythm with the seasons, and not like, I'm going to demonstrate this for you once and then you're going to go off and do what you want. But we had to work. But the cool thing I remember about that kind of work and all of it, we never complained. And I noticed that about my own kids. They'll complain about everything else, but they don't complain about, we're going to go out now and it's time for sugar bush, or we're going to go ricing, or we need to collect this or that, or they don't like skinning deer much. But you know, it's just a different kind of work. And I guess, you know, we're all just doing our best. I'd like to say that too. I don't want to offend anybody either, because we all are doing our best. And you know, if you want to learn stuff, I think just asking, mm-hmm. you know, and starting somewhere. Because I wanted to learn more about plant medicine. My grandmother, on my mom's side, she knew the medicine, and people would come to her house and want help, and they'd say, or they'd ask her to identify a plant for them, or what is this for, and I didn't pay attention. I would go with her to get stuff, but I wouldn't even help. I didn't retain any of it. And so when I got older and had my own kids, I remember thinking, this is something I should have listened to and I want to learn about now. And so I just started with four plants. I started out learning about four plants and using them, and then it just kind of, then you just keep looking and you keep learning. And so I guess if anybody wanted to learn, you know, any of this stuff and bring anything back, we just have to start somewhere. I mean, and then, but if you're not interested, you're just not interested. But it's a beautiful way to live. My mom is an author, and my dad, he plays guitar and he sings. And when I was growing up, you know, he'd have old buddies come over and they'd sit in the kitchen and they'd be just playing old country tunes. It just became, you know, not like, again, a part of our life. We lived across from the hospital. My dad worked at the IHS, and one of the sometimes doctors come through and they work off part of their like student loans if they work at a federal, you know, hospital, then they mm-hmm. move on. So we had this young doctor coming through, and he was going to like Puerto Rico. Anyway, they had a piano at their house, and they asked my dad, "Do your family want a piano?" And we took it. It was in the living room, and so I started mimicking what I heard on TV, and I would copy. And had I not gotten that piano, I don't think I would know what I could do playing by ear. I wouldn't have known that. I can't read music, but I wouldn't have found that out if I hadn't got a piano in my living room. So by luck, or you know, whatever that was. That's why when I came here today, and I'm like, I want to be with these kids here, because if a kid isn't exposed and it's not dropped in their lap, like this piano dropped in my lap, mm-hmm. you know, I wouldn't have known. And there could be kids walking around here right now who are like geniuses at something.
Thanks for listening. Native Fest was produced by the Net Lake Radio Project and was made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.